The LA Clippers have a lot of choices to make this summer, and I've made an episode about what they can do, but in this episode, I'm going to talk about what I think they should do. And the last, I think it was two episodes ago, I had an episode just talking about the options and what each one could be, what could be beneficial from each one, but in this episode, I'm going to give my say on what I think the Clippers should do. On today's Locked On Clippers.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, sir. You are locking in with the Clips. Thank you for making Locked On Clippers the first listen of your day. Your team every day. This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. Every single championship team is built because they are complete. eBay Motors is no different. I'm your host, Darren Vaziri, and just finished my 18th season as a Clipper fan. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dime Dropper Pod and subscribe to my own YouTube channel, Dime Dropper, where I go live every single night to talk NBA playoff basketball and I make even more Clipper content. And remember, Locked On Clippers is free and available on all your favorite podcasting platforms, including YouTube, where I want you to comment what your... Actually, no, I've already asked what your favorite option is. I would say, what do you agree with or disagree with most about what I'm going to say, because in this episode, the three options, rebuild, retool, run it back, I'm going to be discussing what I actually think of all of them. Because in the last episode, the one before the Howard Beck one, if you haven't checked out what Howard Beck had to say, go check it out in the last episode. Finally had a guest on for the first time in a minute. But before that, I had the episode of what the three routes the Clippers can go, the pros and cons for each, the likelihood of each. But in this episode, I'm going to just give my opinion as a fan. So let's start out with the first option. My personal opinion. I know this is going to hurt a lot of Clipper fans to hear, especially from a fan like myself that's your host. But this is just my opinion. I don't want anybody to feel like they need to agree. Nobody has to agree. This is just my opinion. And I express this on my own channel. Even though Steve Ballmer said that don't expect us to ever rebuild or blow it up, we're not going to willingly be bad when we can be better, I still think that the Clippers should just blow this up. I don't believe in this duo to win a championship for us because they have not shown to be reliable health-wise. I understand Kawhi's come back from an ACL injury, and he said it was a 2-year process, but what makes me think that he's going to be able to stay healthier next year, not just in the regular season. Maybe he plays more regular season games. Maybe he plays 58, 60 games. That would be awesome. But in the playoffs, when he's asked to play 38 to 40 minutes a night, because he is going to be asked to play that, that's what stars do, and you're playing every other night for a couple games in high-intensity playoff basketball, can he give us 22 straight games or whatever? Let's say, because the goal is to win a championship, right? If you don't think that Kawhi Leonard and Paul George can lead the Clippers to a championship, then you should blow it up. If you don't think Kawhi Leonard can lead the Clippers to a championship as the best player, mainly because we know he can do it basketball-wise, it's a matter of health-wise, can he stay healthy? If you think he can stay healthy, then fine. But if you don't, and you don't trust that he can stay healthy for, you know, whatever, 20-something games in a playoff run, or whatever, 18, 19 games, then you should blow it up. In my opinion, the reason why I think the Clippers should blow it up is because I don't believe that this is going to win a championship. I don't believe that you can build the continuity and chemistry necessary to get a top seed to win a championship. Now, I know the counter argument. Well, the Lakers, you know, they don't have a top seed and they could all go all the way. First of all, let's see if they win the championship, one. Secondly, they have guys that have, the two main players on their team won a championship together, LeBron and AD. And LeBron James, I mean, as great as Kawhi Leonard is, I consider LeBron James a different tier. You know, one of the greatest to ever do it. Kawhi is one of the best of his era. And I think that he's one of the best small fours to do it, probably top 10. If you really just count, it depends what your criteria is for all that stuff. But I am well-researched in terms of history of the game. I put in my time, and I don't have any bias with that stuff. But I would put Kawhi in the top 10 because of his peak, because of how he plays. Like, for example, how he was playing before he got hurt. The thing is, I just don't believe that this duo can stay healthy because they've shown me nothing to do so. And plus, more than anything, it is not. It hasn't been fun supporting the Clippers in the 2-1-3 era except for the 2021 playoff run. And I guess you can say the 2020 regular season before the shutdown, because just having Kawhi Leonard on the team was so cool, just such a novelty at the time. You just couldn't believe it. There was so much buzz around the city. But it was a pretty stressful regular season for me. I mean, I was living and dying with every result. Laker fans and Clipper fans were going at it all year on social media. And 2021 was not a very enjoyable regular season. You know, we kind of had our ups and downs. There were some health problems with Kawhi and Paul George as well. Kawhi having a foot injury later in the season. Paul George with that bone edema injury. So it was just a lot. Every season's just been a lot. 2022 was fun, and that's because Kawhi Leonard didn't play the whole season, so we had no expectations. And then this year, we finally had expectations again, and freak accidents happen. The moral of the story is I'm not down to watch load management again, where we failed to build chemistry and continuity and rhythm, only for an injury to come in the playoffs. I'm basically crossing my fingers and praying the entire season for them to not get injured, you know, the whole way. It's going to be really hard to get excited about anything in the regular season because you're just waiting for the inevitable injury. And here's what people might think. Well, if you bring someone else, it's not a guarantee that they won't get hurt. Absolutely. But if we can bring in either younger players or guys that have less of a history getting injured, I am willing to do that. You know, one of my listeners DM'd me saying she was like a Pilates instructor. Shout out to you if you're listening. Pilates instructor, you know, knew about, you know, biomechanics and all that. And was talking to me about Paul George's body and a lot of these players' bodies. And she's kind of echoed the same statements as Tim Grover, the former trainer for Kobe and MJ, about that the foundation of these players, the base, the legs, all that is a little weak, a little disproportionate to the upper body and all that. And that could be a large reason why you see a lot of these low extremity injuries and lower body injuries for guys like Kawhi. Now, I'm sorry, for guys like Paul George. Paul George's knee... It's also Anthony Davis as well. It looks like he's going to twist his knee every time he lands in a certain way. Kawhi Leonard has tree trunk legs, but it's more his like degenerative knee with him. But he's coming off now a torn meniscus. So another serious injury. By the way, a torn ACL and a torn meniscus. I heard that the surgery was done wrong. But those are the two injuries back to back that Derrick Rose had that basically ended his, you know, superstar career. And then he was just a role player from that point forward. Do I think that's going to happen with Kawhi? No. I think when he plays next season, he'll still be a beast. But you're just kind of betting on not just his health, but Paul George's health in the playoffs. And I'm more confident in Paul George to stay healthy in the playoffs than Kawhi. Because I've seen it with the Clippers twice, quite frankly. 2020 and 2021, Paul George was healthy in the playoffs. Kawhi, I just don't know. Let me take a look at how many consecutive games Kawhi Leonard played this season for the Clippers. Because it didn't feel like he could play 10 games in a row. However, there was that stretch after he came back from, it was a Charlotte game, at Charlotte when he hit that game winner, where he was playing consecutively for a while. He didn't even play 6 consecutive games all season long. He didn't play 6 consecutive games, or more than 6. He didn't play more than 6 consecutive games all season long. You have to play 7 straight games in a playoff series. That's just a fact. I just don't know if he can do it. So my opinion, I'm over this, man. I'm not going to not support the team if we run it back. I'll still support the team. I'll still be down to, you know, hope for the best. But all it is just literally praying for these guys' health all season when we have been shown nothing that they're going to stay healthy. My vote is start over. Listen, and this is the thing. People say you're not going to get anything close to the same back. You're not going to get a player next close to their caliber back. You're not. But you can maybe get some of the draft capital that we lost. Maybe get some young players here and there. Let now Brandon Boston, Terrence Mann, Bones Highland, Musa, these guys blossom. We may win only 28, 30 games next year, but at least it'll be a fun team we can get behind. And then we'll have a future to deal with. Now, there are some cons to this, of course. We're not going to be as good. He wants to go to the Intuit Dome with stars. But what's the point if you don't have stars that play? I just want to have fun as a fan again. This is just coming from a fan perspective. Whether you think it's smarter or whatever, that's up to you. I think this is smarter because I don't believe in this duo working to win a championship anymore. That's just my opinion. Does that make me a fake fan? I don't think it does. Because I've invested my heart and soul into this team for 18 years. And obviously this season more than any with the content that I've made. I just don't believe in it. That doesn't mean I'm not going to support them. But I don't believe in that this duo will win a championship because of health. More than anything. But coming up, going to be talking about retooling. What do I think of that option? Trading one of the stars. Maybe trading for a third star. Going to be talking about that coming up. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It's so easy to get caught up in what everyone else needs from you and never take a moment to think about what you need for yourself. Back in high school, I remember I always used to look out for other people, make sure they were accommodated more than my own comfort level. And that sometimes can wear on you and it can become unhealthy. When we spend all of our time giving, it can leave us feeling stretched thin and burned out. But therapy can give you the tools to find more balance in your life so you can keep supporting others without leaving yourself behind. BetterHelp is a place where you can get the best therapy around. I've done therapy before, but nothing compares to BetterHelp. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/LockedOnNBA today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/LockedOnNBA. All right, so for the second option, let's look at the retooling possibilities. Now, trading one of the stars, I feel like that's unlikely because let's just use Paul George, for example, because I think Kawhi is the best player on the team. We trade Paul George. Are we getting a star in return? I don't believe so. I don't know what teams would be willing to get Paul George and trade one of their stars. I mean, would you trade Paul George to Toronto for Fred VanVleet? You absolutely would not. They're not going to trade Siakam. You know, what other team may be trading a star? I can't think of any off the top of my head right now. It's also pretty late. I'm pretty tired. But it doesn't matter. I just don't think you're going to trade for that. And plus, Paul George is an injury risk as well. So I don't see other teams trading stars. It would have to be a lot of role players, maybe some draft capital, something like that. If you do that, you're blowing any chance of the Clippers winning a championship. Kawhi is not winning a championship by himself, especially with the amount of games he's expected to miss per season. So I think that is out of the window, quite frankly. And plus, Paul George, he really wants to be there, be here. And I think that it would be a stab in the back. However, they did it with Blake Griffin, so who knows? But I don't think they'd do it. As for trading Kawhi due to his unavailability, the mysteriousness surrounding all his injuries and all that, you have to trade Kawhi Leonard, kiss your championship chances goodbye. You're not getting a player of that caliber. You're not getting Giannis. You're not getting LeBron. You're not getting Anthony Davis. You're not getting a Devin Booker or a Kevin Durant. You're not getting Luka. So that's, again, trading one of the stars to me, there's nothing you're going to get that will be of, you know, equal value. You're blowing your championship chances there. If you trade one, you trade both. That's it. But given the fact that the Clippers are moving into the Intuit Dome in 2 years and have sold their futures for these two, they won't do that. And Lawrence Frank said they plan on keeping them for a long time. So if you're asking, why are you even making this episode if he said that? Because I don't trust everything that the Clippers organization or any NBA organization puts out. A lot of this is all PR. They need to do it. They're required to do it. And they don't want, you know, are they going to tell you the truth? Oh, yeah, we're going to let go of Ty Lue. We're going to trade Kawhi and Paul George. Do you think they tell you that months before? No. Not to say that they're going to do that. I don't believe they're going to trade either of them because of the reasons I just said. You're not getting a star of adequate value. If you trade one of them, you're blowing any chance of winning a championship because they're not winning by themselves. Point blank. So as far as retooling, that's what I think on that. As for a third star retooling option, I don't personally like that option because I don't like three-star teams. I like two-star teams with a good supporting cast. Now, you might say, if they get a third star, that might help them with load management. When they're out, we'll have somebody take the slack. Kind of like how Westbrook did in certain games of the season, like the one against Memphis when neither of them played and he went off. Considering Westbrook is going to have to probably take a vet minimum kind of contract to come back to the Clippers, I've said, because I've heard, that he's got, you know, he wants to get as much bread as he can. I don't think Russ is going to come back. If we do get a third star, I don't think we're getting one in free agency. We don't have the cap space, and we can't go, because of the new CBA rules, we can't go over the cap, over the luxury tax that much. So we also can't even use the taxpayer mid-level exception anymore because of that. So we need to trade, and that would usually gut our supporting cast, meaning guys like Terrence Mann. The other guys, by the way, are not looking super exciting unless you want to trade some of the young players. And I'm not willing to just go all in anymore and just trade every single ounce for these two that have not shown the ability to stay healthy. I don't like the three-star approach. I prefer the two stars with some depth and then, you know, try to get Westbrook back. If you don't, try to get the best point guard you can find that is capable of scoring 18 to 20 points a game when they're not playing. Maybe somebody like a Terry Rozier type, you know, to come in and just give them that boost when those two aren't playing. Hopefully, I want Westbrook. You know, I want Westbrook back personally, but that's just how I feel. So as far as retooling, I don't like it, honestly, in terms of the third star. There's one other way to retool, and that is to make tweaks to the supporting cast, which is kind of the same as running it back. Going to be talking about that option coming up. All right. So the Clippers, you know, last season, or this past season, Kawhi Leonard played 52 games out of 82, so he missed 30. Paul George missed 26. Now, both of them averaged the exact same amount of points, 24 points a game. The exact number is actually 23.8. Rebounds-wise, Kawhi Leonard had averaged 6.5, Paul George 6.1. And then assists-wise, PG 5.1, Kawhi 3.9. So very similar stats throughout the season. Minutes-wise, not too high either. 33.6 for Kawhi, 34.6 for Paul George. They rested them. They gave them, you know, all the possibilities of, I don't want to say the possibilities of staying healthy, because again, there's always a possibility you get hurt, but they seem to take every step possible to try to ensure their health, and it just didn't work out that way. Paul George with a sprained knee against Lou Dort in the Thunder, and then Kawhi Leonard tearing his meniscus. So it's just a tough pill to swallow, a lot of bad luck. But let's talk about the last option, running it back. Now this is the option that I personally don't like, because I just don't want to do this again. Like, I just personally don't want to do it. It took too much out of me. It wasn't fun. I don't think Clipper fans had that much fun this season. I do believe that you can have more fun with a team with a much worse record. I really do. It's all about expectations and all that. And I just don't expect this team to win a championship. I just don't believe in the health. You have to understand, it's not just about Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. So for all the people that are only Kawhi Leonard and Paul George fans, you don't understand how I feel. You don't understand how the long-term Clipper fans feel. We had to deal with this with Chris and Blake. We eventually moved on from them, not necessarily because they weren't good enough, because they weren't healthy enough. I mean, Chris Paul moved on from us. But Blake Griffin, you best believe part of the reason they traded him is because they didn't trust his health. So these two with even being even more injury prone with the Clippers, I don't want to do this anymore. I want a team like 2019. I want a team that is rising, and then maybe we can be a, you know, destination by showcasing a team that needs a star. Listen, what Howard said about Kawhi Leonard is true. The way he came to the Clippers, when nobody had ever done that, nobody had ever chosen to come to the Clippers like that besides like Baron Davis, but really come at the height of their game, a top player in the league, arguably the best at the time, to choose to come to the worst organization in the history of basketball historically will have long-term implications on this franchise. I think that free agents will look at the Clippers as an alternative for the Lakers. They will have a new stadium opening up. We have an amazing owner, and Russell Westbrook, Nicholas Batum, Reggie Jackson, all these different guys have spoken about the Clippers organization and how first class it is, the way they treat their players, all these kind of things. You can't tell me all that mixed with the beautiful city of Los Angeles is not enticing to free agents. So this whole idea that if we lose Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, we're never going to be good again for such a long time, I disagree with that. We are the LA Clippers. We are not Donald Sterling's Los Angeles Clippers. We are Steve Ballmer's LA Clippers that are moving into a bust down stadium that is going to be insane, and we will be able to get players. But I still think it may take a year or two of not being great. Now, Steve Ballmer doesn't like that idea. I get it. I just don't trust these two guys to stay healthy. That's just my honest opinion. as for running it back. If you were to run it back with the exact same supporting cast, you know, let Mason Plumlee go, but you still have Morris on the roster, you still have Gordon on the roster, huge mistake. They deserve to not even make the playoffs if that's what they do. That is not what they're going to do because I think they're not stupid. I think Eric Gordon will be gone. He has $20 million if they opt into it, which they should not. But some people are saying use it to trade because it's an expiring contract. Some people might take that. But I don't know who would really want old Eric Gordon right now for $20 million for that last year. Mason Plumlee, he's a free agent. You know, if they don't bring him back, I think he's a solid backup, personally. I do think he's a solid backup. But, yeah, I don't know. I think they should bring him back, personally. But the main way that I think the Clippers are going to go, the main route, is to just be to retool the supporting cast, try to get younger, upgrade the power forward position. Look, I know Marcus Morris, Nicholas Batum, and Robert Covington are all on contract next year. But if those are the only three power forwards that you want to have in the rotation, then you're screwed. You need to get younger, more athletic at that position. The Clippers need to do exactly that. As far as Bones Highland and Norman Powell, I like them off the bench. But it's mainly about upgrading that four spot. And then maybe if you don't re-sign Plumlee, if you can get a stretch big, like a Naz Reid or something, or even like a Miles Turner, it'll be hard to get that kind of person. Have Zoo as a backup, or even get a stretch big off the bench. Because we haven't had a stretch big in the Kawhi Paul George era besides Ibaka, and that was very short-lived. So if we can get that to stretch the defense out, that would be a nice addition as well. But I think that's the most likely route the Clippers want to go. So in conclusion, the Clippers will likely retool the supporting cast. Them not doing much and just bringing the guys back that are on contract and then not re-signing the guys that are not on contract, very unlikely. Trading one of the stars is also unlikely, and in my opinion, just doesn't really make sense. And then blowing it up is the most unlikely, but it's the one I want because I just think this isn't fun. What's fun, though, is talking to you guys here on Locked On Clippers. Let me know what you think of my thoughts. I know there's going to be a lot of disagreement because a lot of people love Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Look, I love Kawhi. I really like Kawhi Leonard. I love Paul George. But I love winning, and I love the Clippers. And I don't think that this is the best route for the Clippers to win a championship. And that's all I want more than anything in the world. So you let me know what you think. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dime Dropper Pod. Subscribe to my own YouTube channel, Dime Dropper, for even more Clipper LA Sports content. Make sure to hit the notification bell on Locked On Clippers YouTube so you know every single time we post a video. Thanks for making Locked On Clippers your first listen every day. Every day or tomorrow on the show, going to be talking about how Kawhi Leonard did, going to be grading his season, his first season back from the ACL tear. Going to be doing a lot of player grades over the summer. So check that out. Stay tuned. Locked On Clippers. You already know how it is. Thanks for making it your first listen every day. The age-old proverb continues. Go Clippers.